Good evening. Conversation with my colleagues Thaddeus McCotter and Andrew McCarthy about the latest indictment of the former president, this time in Fulton County, Georgia. The question comes up afterwards, however. All the other trials and all the other cases, some civil, some criminal, who goes first? How do they line up? Two federal cases we know of, Mr. Smith, a case in Manhattan County, a case in Fulton County. The answer is even more confusing. I asked Andrew McCarthy, and then I had to take notes. Here's Andy.
Yeah, there's no rule, John, that says the federal government goes first. And I think we have to add into the mix, because we're talking, this too may cover about 10 weeks worth of activity or more, but there were also three civil cases. There's a civil case that begins in New York, brought by the New York Attorney General on October 3rd. There's a second E. Jean Carroll trial that will be January 15th. And there's yet another civil fraud case that's federal that's supposed to take 2 to 4 weeks that will begin on January 29th, also in Manhattan. So those three civil trials are scheduled. And now, as you point out, we have these four federal trials. On the documents case, Smith has tried to get the judge and convince the judge to set a May 15th trial date. I think that's aspirational. I think as a practical matter, I don't know that that will hold. He's trying to get Judge Chutkan in Washington to have the election interference case in January. I don't know how that's going to work with Trump already scheduled for these two civil trials in January, but it's also impractical that they could be ready to go to trial that quickly. Bragg's case is supposed to have pretrial hearings in December and go to trial in March. And now we don't even know when this case is going to be tried, but Fannie Willis is saying she'd like to get it to trial in 6 months. I must tell you, I was a prosecutor on what is still the longest federal criminal trial in American history in the 1980s, which was a 17-month organized crime trial. We started with 22 defendants and ended the case with 19. But the reason that it took so long, it took 2 years to get it to trial and then 17 months to try it, because of the number of defendants, which just magnifies the pretrial litigation and the complications.
I'm John Batchelor.